Make sure you're subscribed to Issues Etc. Type Issues Etc. in your podcast provider, hit that subscribe button, and leave us a 5-star review. This will make it easier for other podcast listeners to find Issues Etc.
You have a pretty clear historical divide there, you know, between Republicans being founded to oppose slavery and Democrats being the party perpetuating it. And that continued for a very, very long time in American history.
You hear about women, a lot of mothers who feel trapped in that they have to work and they'd rather be home. And part of that has to do with the decisions that they made in their 20s.
Trusting your heart is the most idiotic thing you can possibly do. If you're a Christian, to even begin to trust your heart, that means trusting your emotions first step. To even begin to do this without the discipline of the Word of God around you as an individual and you as a community is utter inanity.
I mean, it just drives me nuts that we have worship services and the kids are taken out and taken to kids' service. Forget that. They belong there on the lap of Mary, singing and hearing the Magnificat.
Dallas bodybuilders who enjoy strengthening God's temple in the gym love listening to Issues Etc. while working out.
The group that has claimed responsibility for the bombings in Kabul yesterday is called ISIS-K. We have heard of ISIS, the Islamic State. Who is ISIS-K, and how does a terrorist attack in Afghanistan further their goals? Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. live on this Friday afternoon, August the 27th. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We're going to be talking with Robert Spencer of Jihad Watch about the group ISIS-K a little bit later, remembering 5th century North African Bishop St. Augustine and his role in the Lutheran Confessions. Pastor Will Whedon of The Word of the Lord Endures Forever will be our guest. We'll spend some time with Pastor Chris Roseborough of Fighting for the Faith in our feature This Week in Pop Christianity Today. Richard Rohr and his Universal Christ. Then we'll play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, your opportunity to win the LPR bundle package and an opportunity to hear from you and your votes. You can vote in advance at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Joining us on this Friday to talk about the group ISIS-K, Robert Spencer. He's director of Jihad Watch and author of several books, including his latest, Did Muhammad Exist?, and a forthcoming publication, The Critical Quran. Robert, welcome back.
Always good to talk to you, Todd. Thank you.
This group claiming responsibility for the bombings in Kabul is called ISIS-K. Who are they?
It's ISIS Khorasan province. ISIS considers itself to be the caliphate, the only legitimate government for Muslims all over the world. It's a supranational entity. That is, it transcends all national boundaries, but it's divided. It divides itself into various provinces. So Boko Haram, the jihad terror group in Nigeria that has pledged allegiance to the Islamic State or ISIS, is called the Islamic State West Africa province. And the jihadis in Afghanistan who have pledged allegiance to the Islamic State are the ISIS Khorasan province, Khorasan being an ancient Central Asian Islamic polity that actually figures large in Islamic eschatology. There is a hadith or reports about Muhammad's words and deeds in which it is said Muhammad is depicted as saying, there will emerge from Khorasan black banners, which nothing will repel until they are set up in Jerusalem. And this is one of the reasons why jihad groups carry black banners, actually, because it's the color of jihad.
So how would you describe the relationship between ISIS-K and other ISIS groups? Are they centrally coordinated or are they simply affiliating with one another?
Well, they're affiliated, but to some degree, they're centrally coordinated. But for the most part, they operate independently of one another. However, they're working all toward the same goal. They want to establish a global Islamic state. They want to undermine and ultimately destroy all governments that are not based on Islamic law. And so all of their efforts in their various areas are directed toward that goal.
What is ISIS-K's relationship to the Taliban?
Well, ISIS actually in Afghanistan does not like the Taliban very much because the Taliban shares its overall goal of Islamic rule over the whole world. However, the Taliban is concerned with Afghanistan alone, and ISIS considers this an inexcusable case of nationalism and a kind of parochialism that has no place in Islam, since they believe that the Islamic State should transcend all national boundaries. Consequently, there's a bit of tension. And since they do share the overall goal, they are happy to collaborate together against unbelievers. And that is what we see with the explosions in Kabul yesterday.
What is the relationship of ISIS-K to Al-Qaeda?
They are aligned. They have the same motives and goals, same as the Taliban as well. ISIS actually historically comes out of Al-Qaeda. It started in Iraq from Al-Qaeda in Iraq, where Zarqawi, the commander of Al-Qaeda in Iraq, who was killed by American forces in 2006, he wanted to establish a caliphate in Iraq. And Osama bin Laden advised against it, saying that the Americans would come and topple it. Zarqawi thought that he was right, and he split from Al-Qaeda and formed ISIS, or the Islamic State, and started the Islamic State ultimately started its caliphate and actually sustained it for several years until Donald Trump became president. And then he did indeed topple it, as Osama bin Laden had predicted the Americans would do.
So in some way, does the Taliban takeover of Afghanistan that we've been witnessing, does it in a broad way fit into the goals of ISIS-K?
Yeah, and this is why they can't really stay mad at the Taliban, you see, because while the Taliban is not as international as they would like it to be, at the same time, the defeat, as they see it, of the United States by the Taliban in Afghanistan is an extraordinary victory, as they see it, for Islam and jihad everywhere. And it emboldens jihadis everywhere. And so they are sharing in the general joy that we've been seeing from jihad groups all around the world lately.
How does the terrorist attack that we witnessed yesterday in Kabul further the goals of ISIS-K?
It weakens the United States and embarrasses the United States, staggers the United States, and gives the impression that this is an empire in decline, a power that can be defeated, that has been defeated, and is on its way out, and this will only further embolden the jihadis everywhere.
How is the Western withdrawal from Afghanistan seen by groups like ISIS-K? What do they see there?
They see victory. They see triumph. They see the blessings of Allah. They see that Allah has rewarded their struggle, which is what the word jihad means, and has given them victory over the most powerful infidels in the world. And if Allah is doing that, then they should press forward with more jihad activity, because if he is blessing them for that, if they persist, then he will bless them all the more.
Robert Spencer is director of Jihad Watch. He's author of several books, including his latest, Did Muhammad Exist?, and a forthcoming publication, The Critical Quran. You'll find links to these books and to Jihad Watch at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Talk On Demand Archives. Robert, thank you.
Thank you, Todd.
Pastor Will Wheaton will join us on the other side of the break. We're going to spend some time remembering 5th century North African Bishop Augustine of Hippo and the prominent role he plays as a cited authority in the Lutheran Confessions. Thanks to our beloved on-demand listeners, Issues Etc. consistently ranks among the top podcasts in religion and spirituality. You can help us climb the charts by subscribing, rating, and reviewing Issues Etc. Type Issues Etc. in your podcast provider, hit the subscription button, and leave us a 5-star review. This will make it easier for podcast listeners to find Issues Etc. Help us cast Christ's net on the internet. Subscribe, rate, and review Issues Etc. today.
Did you know that many LCMS military personnel and their families are unable to receive Word and Sacrament ministry due to the lack of LCMS chaplains? Ministry to the Armed Forces is looking for pastors who will answer the call to serve as a chaplain to provide Word and Sacrament ministry to the men and women who selflessly serve our nation. Find out more about this exciting ministry by contacting me, Chaplain Craig Mueller, at lcmschaps@lcms.org. That is lcmschaps@lcms.org.
Essential exercise for the Christian mind. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Ad Crucem is seeking 30 partners in a project to acquire 10 high-resolution historical images to beautify our homes and churches. The participants will receive all 10 images printed on museum-quality canvas. Some artists being considered are the Cranachs, Dürer, Tintoretto, Van Eyck, Ossawa Tanner, and Caravaggio. To be part of this exciting project, go to our artwork page on adcrucem.com. That's adcrucem.com.
Looking for a foreign language program that will revolutionize your students' vocabulary knowledge and their understanding of grammar? How about a program that teaches critical thinking skills, too? Look no further than Memoria Press's Latin curriculum. Students of all ages can use these Latin study programs. Give your students the gift of Latin today. To order, visit memoriapress.com and save $5 on your next order by using the coupon code LPR21. Memoria Press, saving Western civilization one student at a time.